The $600 billion figure is a particularly lowball sum compared to the Biden administration's whopping $1.9 trillion package. But it's an offer of compromise that the new Democrat president needs to seriously consider if he's to follow through on his commitment to work with his Republican colleagues. But it seems increasingly likely that Mr. Biden will try to push his proposal through Congress without his rival's support, using a provision that requires just a simple majority, something the Democrats now hold in the Senate. Mr. Biden has made tackling the coronavirus pandemic his top priority, and therefore needs his funding proposal passed in order to speed up the delivery of vaccines and provide much-needed money to struggling Americans. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.